went to Castle Darlington School, a wonderful school. That was the first school where I ever enjoyed going to school. Yeah, there was Mr. Leeds, and from what I can think of it, he must have been a I know he was from London, I think. Progressive, because all my life I had been put down because I was left-handed. And when they caught me writing with my left, I mean, I was a timid child as it was, they would wrap me across the knuckles, come up the back, at the edge of the ruler. And one year they took all my marks away from me because I'd written the exam with my left hand. But Mr. Leeds, I went into Mr. Leeds' class. I used to be so scared. I used to be too scared to put my hand up. He took my... I loved writing. Loved writing with a passion. I could sit forever and write stories, compositions. And he took this one day and he said to the class, he says, "Look, I don't care if you write with your feet, as long as I can read it." Now he says, "Look at this, I can read that too." So that year I was top of the class. It makes a difference, you know. And another teacher, our principal was Mr. Willoughby. And he'd walk down the corridor, and I don't know whether it was just me or what, because I used to feel when people were kind to me, and he always used to pull my little pigtail. That was a very nice school. They're the two teachers that stand out in my mind. But I know Mr. Willoughby was, I think he had grey hair thinning, but Mr. Leeds was a big, robust sort of guy. He used to wear tweeds. And I just whizzed through school.